I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Peaches Parrish, chartered financial analyst, and a good Dr. Gene Hensler.
Dr. Gene.
Gene, we're getting to our email questions. Jess from Delonica. Now, this is a very in-depth one because there's a lot of steps here. My best friend, who is too afraid to ask this, turned 62 last weekend. I'm not that far behind, so I'm not afraid to ask.
About people tell their shrinks?
Right.
It's not me. It's my best friend. Go ahead.
What steps should we take to get prepared for the big R, retirement? Some background on us. We both are married with children who have grandchildren. Both work at the same place. Both have regular 401ks. I also have an IRA, which I assume my friend also has. All right, so I went through and came up with some thoughts. You know, they're not all original because some of these are yours. But
you'll claim them anyway.
I will claim them anyway. So first of all, the first question you have to answer is, can you actually afford to retire? And too many people come in here or call us. They've already made the decision to retire, and now they want to plan. And that's not how this works.
Yep.
How this works is you have to sit down and figure out exactly what your annual expenses are and what they will actually be when you're retired. Then you need to figure out exactly how much you're going to receive from Social Security and other sources of income. And by the way, you have to take into account tax.
Yes.
Okay. So
let me just jump in here just for a second. The amount of people, it was shocking to me, who don't know how much money they spend is absolutely incredible. They have no concept whatsoever. When I taught personal finance in college to kids, the first thing you do is you get a budget and find out how much you spent. That's something you're supposed to do when you're 21, 25, or 30, right, whatever it is. Here's somebody walks out of her office at 60, Bill, says, I want to retire.
I know. I understand completely. I understand completely. You know, the importance of this is, you know, this, you don't get a do-over here.
No.
You know, at a certain age, it's hard to go back to work. So it's important to understand where you are because if you come in early enough, a minimum 5 years out, but I would say 10. I mean, minimum 5 years. The perfect time is 10 years. Kind of goes along with that 10-year rule.
Yeah.
You've got time to change things in your life, like spending, like savings. Because here's the deal. If you change your lifestyle today to cut spending by $1,000 a month, it's forever. You don't go back.
It's $1,000 a month less you need in retirement.
That's right.
It's $1,000 a month you save while you're getting to retirement.
That's right.
Huge mind-boggling difference.
So that's number one. Number two is... Take that strategy or understanding of where you are, and now let's create a real investment strategy, not based upon what you see on TV or what your neighbor's doing or your golf buddy.
Right.
By the way, I don't call those trusted advisors generally. They're lying to you. They never tell the truth about how much money they lost. You might find out that you're either too conservative now or you're not conservative enough because, again, we follow what we call our 10-year rule. If you need money in the next 10 years, should not be in stocks. So we may have to get more conservative. Might be time
we'll
to take money off the table.
We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Right. And you may need to get a little more aggressive. I mean, we do have 10 years till you're retiring here. So that's
and you have lots of years after. Keep this in mind. You retire when you're 65 doesn't mean that you stop living or et cetera and stuff like that. The bottom line is if you retire at 65, how long are you going to live, Bill? 20 years on average.
At least.
My gosh, you better have a ton of money or you better have an investment strategy that's not for the next 10 years, it's for the next 30 years.
That's right. So the next step is after you've done that and now you've pretty much pulled the trigger, well, 401k distributions, how are we going to do it? Well, generally, I would say you need to roll the 401k in your IRA. But there are other options. You can keep the 401k at your current plan. I don't necessarily like that for various reasons, but it might be an option for you. If you keep it there, keep in mind that you're limited on your options to invest in, and generally you have to go through the HR department in order to make your mandatory withdrawals and do all of that. If you move it into your IRA, you control just about everything.
What happens if one day the company says we're going bankrupt?
Well, it's protected.
But how easy is it going to be to get to?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's
it's,
what I'm saying
yeah,
to
it's,
you.
Yeah, it's problematic.
Yeah.
It is problematic.
No. It is separate account. Don't worry about that. But you can't make any changes in it. Many times during that period of time, it's difficult to make changes or to get a hold of somebody.
I agree. Yep. Now, the question is, should I take a cash distribution? And I don't ever want to say never.
Yeah.
But in most of the time, you do not want to take a cash distribution because the money will grow. You don't have to make a mandatory withdrawal to your 70 and a half.
Correct.
However, there is an unused, generally, or little unknown rule called the net unrealized appreciation rule. So if you're one of these people who have accumulated a lot of Home Depot stock in your 401k or Coca-Cola stock, and a lot is relative because you shouldn't have more than 10%.
But people have much more than that.
They do, unfortunately. You can actually pull the stock out of the 401k before it's transferred to the IRA, and you pay ordinary income tax on the original investment and capital gains tax, assuming you hold it for 12 months, on the rest of the appreciation. So let me give you an example.
Because all the money you pull out of a 401k and actually spend is taxed ordinary income.
Right.
This way you're saving some tax dollars.
A lot of tax dollars. So if you had $100,000 worth of Home Depot stock and you paid $10,000 for it, when you pull it out, you're going to pay ordinary income tax on the $10,000. So federal and state, assuming state of Georgia, is $3,600. Then let's say you wait 12 months, you sell it, it's still worth $100,000. You pay capital gains on the 90, that's 18.9. That's 15% federal, 6% state. Obviously, it's looks like it's going up. The difference is that's 22.5 versus if you pulled it all out, it's $36,000.
Yep.
You just saved $11,000 and you haven't paid us a fee.
Yep.
Right? That's free advice right there, boss man.
There you go.
All right, real quick, Social Security, when should you take it? Well, if you're going to retire at 62, take it at 62. I know a lot of people want to say, wait till 66, wait till 70. Here's the bottom line. Payback generally is 11 years. So the difference between what you earn from 62 to 66 is money in your pocket. So I took the monthly benefit at $1,000. The monthly benefit, if you were going to get $1,000 at 66, is really $750 at 62. So you would have 48 months of $750 in your pocket. Thank you very much.
That's right.
The difference is it takes you about 11 years before you get to break even. That means you got to make it from 66 to 77. And I don't know. Gene probably not going to make the 77, huh, Gene? Teddy.
Not with you guys around.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
You know, some days he might not make it.
I don't think we want to go any further on this week.
Right. We will carry this over to next week.
Let's carry this on a regular basis because it is difficult. What we'll do is we'll recap what we said very briefly and we'll move on.
I agree. Because there's about four more sections we need to talk about. Yeah. Medicare, retirement planning, long-term care, and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you next week. Take care.